savage in my line, so let's lock in. Beat a nigga ass and stuff him out in my top 10. Just bought a six of perf for my uncle. It was not then. My ex won a case for 80K, but she is not rich. Fuck my girl's sister, I ain't gonna lie, I am not shit. I got the keys to this rap game, bitch, I'm a locksmith. My new bitch ain't got no ass at all, but my pop thick. The feds try to crack down on the game, but they ain't stop shit. I be pouring drink in the club, ayy, I don't pop crisp. Doggy try to take the sauce over, boy, you was not crisp. Young nigga try to steal my sauce, boy, you was not it. I hit his girl twice and add that bitch to the block list. Bitch, now I'm back focused. K-Shell hit him in his chest and left his back open. Left the weed alone for a minute, but now I'm back smoking. Ghost brought that new AR on and left the back on it. Told girlie get off my dick, but she hopped back on it. Break it down, hit the door twice to put my tax on it. Took the shit to Daisy Lane, hello, put his stamp on it. Came back to the six with them bands and did my dance on it. New bitch acting insecure, cause all her friends want me. Fuck that bitch off of RP, got her praying for me. Stretched off in the RT, that bitch had rim on it. Bro, bought a plain JAP and bust a band on it. Home, I got a drink habit. Sip all my lean out of glass. Boy, I hate plastic. Dog had 10 pints of green. He think he's St. Patrick. I just talk my shit on these beats. Boy, I hate rapping. Bro caught a body last summer in a bait jacket. Balls in like A. Lee hands. The bitches stay ashy. Uncle Craig, he a Chaldean, so he don't pay taxes. In a game like EA Sports, but I don't play Madden.
What's good? What's good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man, featuring.
What up, though? We got Wade Burke Slim in the building. How everybody doing today?
I hope everyone is doing well. Also, shout out to the only rapper whose voice is deeper than the Hoodie Man's, RMC Mike. That song is called Intro, and the link will be in my description.
What we getting into today, brother?
Well, first off, I want to let everybody know before I get into the topic, we have a special guest coming on tomorrow. I won't let y'all know his name, but I will say that he's very known. And his catchphrase, to me, only rivals mine. And he's a guy that I ultimately respect. He's my big brother. He's my day one. Like when I started blogging, this guy was one of the first believers in the Hoodie Man. On Hoodie, he seen the motherfucking potential that I had, and I appreciate this guy. And to see where I'm at now doing the dynamic duo with my new bro, Wade Burke, it's an amazing feeling to see the growth and the Hoodie Man and what I have accomplished and still want to accomplish. Shit about to bring tears to my eyes. So can't wait for him to come on tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be excited about it. But outside of that, Wade Burke Slim, do you have anything that you would like to announce?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I want to send a shout out to Shawnee J this morning. Love the blogs from the other day, and I'm loving the shirt. Have you seen the shirt, bro? Battle rap kicks matter. Like, she sent me the design for it a few days ago, maybe a week ago, but, you know, prior to this. But she's been designing them. She's putting them out there. So far, getting rave reviews on it. I just want to say I'm proud of you, sis. Keep on pushing.
And I will also leave a link to Shawnee J's Battle Rap Chicken Matter t-shirts. Because I don't want to toot my own horn. But I'm not putting it. I must do it. She was going with just Battle Rap Chicks. And I told her to put the AM at the M. So it's BRCM. She fell in love with it, and I feel like that was enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Even if sis want to send me a shirt or not send me a shirt that I can put on my daughter and my baby mom, which I would like a shirt so I can do that. But if she didn't, I'm still thankful that I played a part in helping her out with the name and where she's going with it. So like I said, link will be in the description for Shawnee J t-shirts.
It's going definitely. And they really are a good-looking shirt, bro. Loving that shit. Like,
I'm about to check them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're checking them out. And anybody who fuck with the Hoodie Man going to check them out as well.
That's a fact.
So, I was on YouTube earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a person vlog. And this person was indirect. So, I'll be indirect. And it's not about me, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all know if it was about me, a hoodie man turns the fuck up. But when do we draw the line on personals? When do we feel like not everything should be broadcasted? Like, me personally, I feel like only because there's a platform like YouTube and other video streaming platforms, only because you're able to have a voice don't mean you should talk. There's some people out there in the world that's blind that wish they could see, and some people who are blind and thankful that they're blind so they don't see the fuckery.
Yeah.
Like, it's both sides of the spectrum and both people understand. Not
right.
Why does everybody who get a camera in front of their face want to talk? Especially about their personal life. I didn't come to your channel to hear you gossip about your personal life. Doesn't matter to me at all.
That's a fact.
So
I just feel like there has to be a line to where, you know, you speaking on very personal things like your living situation, your financial stuff going on. Like, just leave that be, you know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people want to be upfront about themselves when they're on their channels and all of that. But everybody's not going to listen to that and applaud you or going to feel where you're coming from. There are some people out there that are really going to try to take advantage of what you say about yourself and put it out there in a negative light to make you look bad. And, you know, you may be grown enough to be able to handle that, but the world doesn't need to know everything about you. That's just my take.
And to back your take, I feel like if you give off negative energy, what do you expect? Like, you flip narratives to make you look good and make the other person look bad. You don't think that that motherfucker is going to come out and be like, that's not how it happened. No one takes slander lightly, nor should they. So I feel like if you're not going to tell the whole truth, then shut up.
Right.
No one wants to hear your negativity and then you complain about it 20 minutes later when somebody looks at your negativity and start trolling you, start harassing you, start being negative towards you. That's what the battle rappers be talking about, a lot of bloggers do. And I'm not backing the battle rappers, but a lot of y'all do that. And someone has to call y'all out on that shit. Stop doing that. When I talk about battle rap, it is strictly on the matchups. If you bring your personal into the community, then please do not complain about what the community thinks.
Right.
The community saw Tay Rock laying on that hotel motherfucking bed in that position. We didn't ask to see that. We would rather Tay Rock not be in the trainees and just battle rap. We would rather not know a lot of you niggas' personal lives.
Yeah. That's a fact.
But people want to tell their personal life anyway. So if you tell it, don't get mad when someone critiques it. And it doesn't make you less quote-unquote real for you not to do that. You do not have to tell all your business.
Right.
And be considered fake. I hate when people say, my mother be like, oh yeah, you don't want to tell everybody where you used to work at. So that makes me fake?
Right. Like, come on.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know that mattered. You really want to know where I used to work at?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's important right now. And I'm not real because I didn't tell you where I used to work at. Like, when this motherfucker's gonna grow up? That's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
We gotta find somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta, like, tell motherfuckers, yo, you not gonna stay strictly on content, then what are we here for?
Right.
Because do you believe that a lot of people enjoy the Hoodie Man because I started talking battle rap? I never made shit about me. I always focus on my brand. Always let people know I don't give a fuck. And always let people know I am the most ignorant nigga in the hood. That's who I am. Right. But I always stayed on battle rap. I never talked about, oh my God, my sister just got into a car accident. No, that's not everybody fucking business. If you know my and you call me directly, and when you call me, I'm already there, and me and you got that, you know what I'm saying? We got that bond with each other for real. Why would I not tell you? But right. I'm not about to just go and be like, camera, look at my sister's car, y'all. Look at her face. She's bleeding. Oh my gosh, she might die. I can't believe it. Like, some things are not meant to be recorded.
Exactly.
Got into a habit to where you will see a crime happen or see somebody in trouble and you pull the phone out. Not to call the police, not to call for help. You put that camera on. Cause you feel like shit, this is your way to start causing you off of watching somebody else demise.
Right. And I feel like people confuse showing off their personality with being personal.
Mm.
Like, you can give people a piece of you without giving them all of you. And that doesn't make you any less believable or fake or whatever. It's having the common sense and the common decency to protect yourself. You know what I mean? Like, would I get on here talking about my son's grades, good or bad? No, it's not your business. Would I get on here talking about my job situation, good or bad? No, you're not going to know when I'm fired. You're not going to know when I got promoted. You're just not. I mean, I have to protect myself at some point because I'm an adult. You know what I mean? I'm a mature adult. I'm not going to put every bit of everything out about me. I want you to know my opinions on certain topics. I'll give you that all day, but you're not going to have that piece of me because I'm a human being. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to protect myself. And that's part of being a mature adult. Like, how do you feel about that, bro?
That is all factual. We got to grow up someday. And I feel like some people get over the half century mark and they're still not grown up. Their mindset is still of a child. And it's deeper than the person because it also shows how you was raised. A lot of people are raised differently. That's why I don't try to jump on every motherfucker that offends me, pisses me off, because I can tell by how you react, how you talk. Like, it's kind of like what Jay Nightwing be doing in Face Off. When he be watching how people approach him, he can tell your mentality without ever having to open his mouth. Just off of what you say, what you do, your mannerisms, he know who he dealing with. And that's how I be feeling with people. Honestly, like, I ain't about to judge you because you're emotional or you overreact to everything. It's just somebody should have checked that in at the front door. And if no one ever did and let you run wild, then you better not get mad at the backlash because somebody is going to make you cease fire.
Right.
Someone's going to make you realize the error in what you say and what you speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, energy, like, anything, like, it don't matter. And I feel like I'm not perfect. No one is. I'm not here to judge anybody and tell them to be the perfect blogger or the perfect human being. What I'm saying is, don't judge a motherfucker when you really ain't that much better than them or might not be better than them. To call a group of people illiterate, to me, is asinine if you're selling a product where they have to read it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, so I'm going to make, for example, if I'm Source Magazine, right? Uh-huh. I made a magazine for Black people because I believe they don't read. How the fuck does that sound?
It doesn't sound right. It sounds crazy. To be honest.
It sounds crazy as fuck. And that's the takes. That's the takes that people be having when I'm watching YouTube. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
That shit crazy.
I don't understand it. Like, it's like people don't realize just how public forums or how public a forum like Facebook is or your Snapchat or your, like, you know, any one of 100 social media apps we got out here. Like, once you press in, it's out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything you say or do or you go live and you out acting crazy or whatever it is you do, like, once you press that button, the whole world sees it and everyone has an opinion. And you can't be looking at people funny if they don't like you. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to have a negative opinion about you. But if you're one of those people that goes out attacking people and you come back and then you go and talk real personal about yourself, it's going to come out. Like, people are going to make you look stupid. They're going to use every little thing that you put out there on social media against you. So why put yourself through it?
Because a lot of y'all women ain't built for it. A lot of these niggas ain't built for it. People in general ain't built for it. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not built for it, don't do it. I do this because I'm ready for all critique, positive and negative. I know everybody don't like the hoodie man. Shit, Slim know everybody don't like him. Nor does Hoopa. But we going to speak our mind in the most unbiased way possible to every situation.
Right.
When I hear shit, you sound like a narcissist. And I'm not about to watch videos of narcissistic people talk to me. Because I didn't watch for you. Your thumbnail doesn't even show you. It shows the content you're talking about. So do that. Do what your thumbnail does and focus on your content.
Facts.
That's I'm gonna just end on that before I get.
I'm right there with you, bro. You're right. You're right. Because I'm okay with you having an opinion on the opinion I had, but you're not gonna have an opinion on how I raised my son. And you're not gonna be able to have that opinion because I'm not gonna put it out there.
All right.
It's called being an adult. That's just how it goes, bro.
Man, that's just how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to ask you, leave it in the comments. Let us know when it's personal, not personal. When do we draw a line? When do we tell motherfuckers that's cool and tell other motherfuckers shut the fuck up? Because this is just too much for me. I'm going to explode with all the stupidity I've been hearing out of people's mouths about situations that are being one-sided. So, you have anything else to say, Slim, before I take it out?
No, I'm good on that one, bro. It just had to be said.
It just something had to be said about it. And with that note, I am the man. He is.
Wavebird Slim.
And this has been another episode of Dynamic Duo. Please follow us on all podcast streaming platforms. And check out the link in the description. I get tired of people hitting the damn bell on Twitter. Hit the fucking bell. You do a lot of other shit, but you don't have classified information. Love, peace, and chicken grease on hoodie.